He had made sure he got his own new limb first. He growled, just a soft note of caution, an admonition to get on with it. They did the thing that had to be done. One of the fool monks who had stayed around to restore the monastery served as the sacrifice. Color flowed over the surface of the gray clay. It twitched and shivered, almost as if it were becoming genuine flesh. The body sat up suddenly, oil streaming off it. The nacrid sorcerers jumped back, startled. The limp ran hands that had been clay over a body that had been clay. His smile became an ecstatic grin.
"Mirror,"
he said. His voice was a thunder. He looked at himself. Ran fingers lovingly over a face that far exceeded the original at its best. A bellow of rage nearly brought the ceiling down. Toad Killer Dog caught one glimpse of what the limper saw in the mirror. The gorgeous new, fading to reality. Truth. His face, as it existed without the cosmetic overlay. The limper flung out of the trough, grabbed it up, hurled its contents around the cellar. The Nacrids retreated, shouted back, hastily prepared their defenses. They did not understand what was happening. Toadkiller Dog understood. He knew the limper's rages. This one was almost wholly contrived. He had been looking in the wrong place when he had been watching the Nacrids for treachery. The limper was the source of the foul smell. He attacked, and, in mid-leap, recognized his error. The limper used the trough to deflect his charge, dashed to the doorway he'd been blocking with his bulk. The limper laughed, pranced up the stairs ahead of Nacrid's spells. Toadkiller Dog flung after him, but too late. The stairwell collapsed. Toadkiller Dog started digging.
"It won't be that easy, my fine pup. You thought you would use me, eh? Eh? Me? I let you think you could till you did what I needed done. Now enjoy your tomb. It's better than you deserve, but I have no time to prepare you a more suitable fate."
Mad laughter. Tons of earth poured in on what had collapsed already. Toadkiller Dog dug furiously, but stopped after a moment, snarled at the panic in the darkness behind him. In the ensuing silence, he listened very carefully. North. The limper was headed north. He was crazier than ever, but he had turned away from his mad quest for revenge. There was just one answer to that puzzle. He had set vengeance aside in hopes of gathering more power. Toadkiller Dog growled once, softly, almost amused. The shields were off the claws now. Chapter 45. If you dipped a wad of cotton in paint, then sponged semicircles around a common center, you could create